Children in a remote Northern Territory Aboriginal community are gaining access to the outside world thanks to an international charity which gives them free laptops. The One Laptop Per Child organisation has delivered more than 1 million computers to disadvantaged primary schools in Africa and South America. The computers are robust and have programs to improve literacy and numeracy. While the delivery of laptops to children at Galiwinku on Elko Island, 550 kilometres east of Darwin, has been widely applauded, the Australian Education Union says it's a sad indictment of the public education sector. Sarah Hawke reports.
Shepparton's College at Galiwinku hasn't seen such strong attendance in a long time. Like many remote Northern Territory communities, it's hard to get the kids to school. But the arrival of new laptops has shone a new light on class.
If you know how to do it, do your saving now so you don't lose it. We're going to have lunch.
If we take photos, she can play puzzle with it.
Amanda is a Year 5 student. She's writing a story about the local mangroves on her new laptop.
This is our homepage, and we have a lot of games and stuff, and we can look up Google and stuff.
You can see this community on Google Earth?
Yes, it's right there.
The low-cost computers are durable and can handle the top-end humidity and rough handling. Ranigan Shukata is with One Laptop Per Child Australia. He's overseeing the launch of the program at three sites in the Northern Territory and Western Australia.
Most of the people who are here today, it took them 2 days to get here. Just imagine how hard it is to deliver education, health and services. If we're able to reduce the cost and increase access, suddenly we start getting into territory we haven't been to before.
Shepparton's College Principal Brian Hughes says attendance has risen from 170 in September to about 400. He hopes the computers will help keep kids at school in the long term.
I believe it's the magic of owning a laptop. I mean, for these young people, this is an opportunity that otherwise they wouldn't get.
One of the biggest issues, I guess, facing the education system in the Territory is the numeracy and literacy levels. Is it going to go any way to helping as a tool there?
Most definitely. We know at Shepparton College we've got a long way to go in terms of lifting our literacy and numeracy levels, and we see this as a brilliant tool in our kit bag to assist teachers in hooking kids into learning.
One Laptop Per Child's literature talks of helping disadvantaged kids access information and resources available to children in the metropolitan areas of first world countries. The Australian Education Union applauds the initiative, but argues public education is failing children in remote areas and charities shouldn't need to step in, given Australia is a first world country. The union's NT Secretary, Adam Lampy.
It's a sad indictment of the situation in a remote public education delivery that a government can't provide its students with basic resources.
Ultimately, should it be the government supplying robust laptops like this?
Yeah, absolutely. It should be the government's responsibility, particularly when it's a Commonwealth push and that Kevin Rudd's supposed to be leading us into the new 21st century information technology utopia. And you know, we're nowhere near delivering it, and that we've got a charity organisation doing it for government. It's very embarrassing.
The Northern Territory has the worst numeracy and literacy rates in Australia. The CEO of the Education Department, Gary Barnes, says while the computers are no silver bullet, the Territory has nothing to lose by supporting the project.
If we can partner with people, if we can test things and prove things, and if they make a difference in terms of improving students' literacy and numeracy outcomes, then we're all for it.
The CEO of the Northern Territory Education Department, Gary Bards, ending that report by Sarah Hawke.